The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New figures show there's a sizable gender gap in Leaving Cert subject choice, with boys more likely than girls to be studying physics, chemistry, engineering and other STEM subjects. The figures are stark, with just 43% of female Leaving Cert students opting for STEM subjects, which would compare to 70.3% for their male counterparts. Why exactly is this? Well, to talk about it further, we are joined by psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley and by maths teacher Brendan Gilday, author of the maths book Less Stress, More Success. Good morning and welcome to you both. Brendan, we'll start with you. Why do you think it's the case that still, in this day and age, with all the attractions of working in STEM areas, that fewer girls are doing the subjects?
I suppose, Pat, I've just two things. One is that the Society of Actuaries, just a couple of years ago, did a big survey, and they asked men and women their job, why they go into a job. Boys pick money and competitive position. Girls was people orientated and to make a difference. Now, the others, then they swapped around, if you know what I mean. But the girls had a different way of looking at it than the boys. The other thing is, in a recent survey, maybe just 2 years ago, OECD, they talked to 250,000 adults. And the gender divide is real, according to that. The males, in general, were better at numeracy and problem solving. And the females were better, scored higher on literacy. So you can see there, sometimes, if you look at this stuff, that people are willing to accept the facts, which I think a lot of academics find it hard. You're trying to shoo people into the wrong hole. People have a free choice now. Maybe 20 years ago, Pat, and even beyond that, when you and I were on the go, girls' schools weren't offered honours maths. And that was a real problem. But we've combated that now. Girls' schools are offered physics. They just don't necessarily take it in the numbers. And everybody's going, ooh, why? But it's actually quite easy. The solution is simple. Pay attention. The gender divide and the gender choices are real.
You're saying that girls are naturally, inherently going to move towards people-centered careers rather than, if you like, mathematically-centered careers. And that's...
For sure, Pat.
That's in here. Is it not maybe the case that that's all that they've traditionally been offered? I mean, if you don't have a very exciting female role model as a physics teacher,
you may find that
physics is not very attractive to you. It's, you know, Mr. O'Brien doing the physics and Miss Murphy doing the languages. And Miss Murphy is just better at languages and has more empathy with her female students than Mr. O'Brien might have.
No, I think we can't. I'm not trying to underestimate the power of a role model, because you can't be what you can't see, is what they say. But what I'm saying is, if the OECD across 31 countries survey 250,000 people, that's a very statistically valid position, according to me. And it shows up over and over again. And this, what I call this hullabaloo or much ado about nothing for me, is this is maybe even, and I use the word woke advisedly here, but people who are trying to level a playing pitch that, one, possibly can't be leveled, and two, doesn't want to be leveled when you ask them. If you're a boy and you want a competitive, money-paying job, you go into one area. And if you're a girl and you want to go into your job, you want to make a difference and be with people, you can see there, STEM doesn't have a prayer if those surveys are correct.
Now, this is a kind of a generalization, though, because there are women at the top of the tree in many of the STEM areas in life.
Yes. No, I'm not saying they can't do it. That's the other thing. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that they can't do it. Of course they can. And they're just as good, if not better, than the men in certain cases. That's not it. It's just that what we're trying to do here is that nobody gets upset, Pat, that there's no Chinese sprinters. The Chinese never win the 100-meter sprint race at the Olympics. And that's to do with genetics. And nobody gets upset about that. But people get upset about a gender divide when it's, I'm not saying it's absolutely built in, but 60-40, 70-30, there is a clear bias there. But I say it's part of the makeup of being male-female.
All right.
That's what the surveys seem to show.
Stella, what do you make of these numbers, first of all, and of Brendan's contention?
Well, funnily enough, I thought I'd be coming on to debate, but I couldn't agree more with Brendan. I do think that we're trying to bludgeon the square peg into the round hole, and consistently, especially in the progressive countries, we've caught up. We've encouraged for decades now. We've encouraged females to go into the STEM subjects, and some of them have, and some of them have done very well. Just like there are some women who are over 6 foot, but there are more men over 6 foot, and sometimes females tend towards certain subjects and males tend towards others, and trying to get one into the other and, you know, vice versa is frankly social engineering that we could all do without. And I'd rather instead that we had more respect for the subjects that women do tend to go towards. Like if you look in Sweden, where and in Scandinavia in general, they've brought in the most progressive social engineering policies to try and kind of make this a more equal balance between, let's say, healthcare. Women tended to go towards healthcare, psychology and education, men towards STEM. And they tried to balance it out. And consistently, the women go back to psychology, healthcare and education, and the men consistently go towards the STEM subjects, even when there's perks to go other directions.
And are you saying that the social engineering is such that, you know, they will take a very young child, male, and give him a Barbie doll to try and make sure he's not imprinted with Lego before he's, you know, more than a year old? Is that what's happening? Are they so deliberate about
it? They tried that, and you know, they tried that way back in the '70s, and the little boys used Barbies as swords, and the little girls used, you know, the trucks as little babies that they put to bed. So they've been trying it for years. But there's been perks about women in STEM, and I know there's some great women in STEM. It's great, delighted, but I think it's a little bit derogatory at this stage that we have to get the women into STEM as if there isn't other very valid career choices. And I loved what Brendan said about what women are looking for in their careers. The satisfaction of wanting to kind of make a difference is pretty beautiful, if you ask me. And like, yeah, good for the boys being ambitious. They want money, they want power, off they go. But isn't it great that there's the yin and the yang? Isn't it great that there's differences in women and men, and shouldn't we celebrate that rather than constantly trying to harass some sort of equality exact same between the two sexes?
Now what Brendan was saying there about you know, the boys opting for careers which they think will deliver a big payday, and mm-hmm. you can see that it even changes, you know, when you go into a recession, you get fewer people going into maybe the construction area, those degrees that would bring them into construction. When there's a building recession on, you know, that falls off and they look at something else. They might be looking at accountancy or law or whatever areas they see will still deliver an income almost no matter what. But is that down to conditioning that is so inherent in us? It's only from the mid-20th century on that it began to be the case that both partners in a marriage had to contribute financially. Whereas before, it used to be the guy's got to get a good job because he's got to keep a wife and keep a family. That's the way it is. And that goes down the generations. And it might be hard to knock that out of men.
Yeah, that's a very good point. As well as that, though, a lot of women are now being raised by women who work. And so they're thinking intelligently, if you ask me, I want to get a job that I can have a family with. Now, men are thinking that increasingly as well, because they're seeing their own fathers trying to work in childcare. But it's now become an actual consideration. I see it among clients, young clients that I meet, that they want careers that work with their families, having lived in family homes where their parents were working all the time. But this trying to kind of predict, you know, the future. I remember when I was young, like it was all about languages and we were all European and you had to have languages. And that's old hat. That wasn't a correct prediction. So for those who are getting their leaving cert soon, this idea we can predict that it's going to be STEM forevermore that makes money, it's not accurate. You know, history shows us it's not accurate. It swerves to different places where the money is and where the power is.
And with AI, who knows where the money is going to be. I'll read out some of the comments. We force gender stereotypes on kids the minute they're born. Boys are given STEM and building toys and girls are given dolls. It's conditioning. It's not built into your DNA, says that texter. Don't forget, Pat, many single-sex schools don't offer engineering, woodwork, computer science, etc. Yet parents pay huge fees for some of these schools, particularly in Dublin. My daughter left school in 2000. Her honours chemistry class was all girls in New Park School, which is a mixed school. So 25 years ago, everyone in the higher chemistry class was female, which is an interesting observation. But, you know, these are anecdotes, maybe, you know, one-off situations. Perhaps the next year they were all fellas. I don't know. Ireland is known for its writers and artists, not its scientists. Why are we trying to force children into STEM? Every subject is equally valid. I work in a school, says another. Couldn't agree more with Brendan and Stella. Why can't we just accept this is the way it is? Even the most egalitarian societies have shown that girls gravitate towards people and boys towards things. Final one for the moment. Girls only deviate to the more care people empathetic roles because of generations of the patriarchy. Girls and women are not genetically predisposed to being more caring. The systems have pushed girls and women towards those roles, not because we are male or female. So what do you think of that one, Stella?
Well, they're views. They're not views that I agree with. I believe that women are more naturally caring and nurturing. I'm not particularly nurturing. I'm not the type who will make sure that you'll have a cup of tea. But I notice it in women much more than I notice it in men. That kind of urge to make people comfortable. And people say, oh, that's the patriarchy and we've been conditioned that way. Maybe it's because an awful lot of women are mothers and maybe there is something biological. Certainly the studies are consistently showing that in the progressive countries, women are attracted towards the caring roles. And I think that should be highlighted and considered a noble desire to make people comfortable, I mean, rather than something to be looked down upon.
We have to be a bit careful of biological determinism, the idea that your biology determines everything. But there's no question that women are built to bear children. I mean, that is their biology.
We have to be careful of both. We have to be careful of nurture and nature because it's the combination of both. And if somebody is pushing it all the way about nurture, they're missing nature and vice versa.
Yeah. Brendan, what is your take on that?
No, I mean, I'm just delighted that Stella is much more eloquent than me and on this particular thing. And I mean, I couldn't agree more with her. What I would say in the whole thing, I'd much prefer to see the debate on, say, continuous learning and the whole idea that if you're in school, we churn out, and every Western country does, churns out a huge chunk of people, 25%, 30% of people who have learning difficulties. But not only that, they're scarred by their experience. And then they're cut off. I'd be much more concerned about a group like that than some of these sort of almost fictitious groups that are put together by, as I say, academics who may be well-meaning. But I think, like Stella just said there, I think it's time to let that go.
All right. Some more of the comments that are coming in. Instead of forcing women to do more financially rewarding STEM jobs, pay people for empathetic roles, caring, customer service, art, teaching, helping the community. All of those jobs that are taken for granted, but required a lot of emotional investment and multitasking. Women were severely disproportionately affected by COVID, with really stark numbers from the US. I find the narrative of your guests very concerning, as the idea that women can't make a difference through STEM is very short-sighted, and the only way they can is through the caring professions that are so severely underpaid. Well, that's not quite what my guests are saying, because they're saying, you know, they, in fact, Stella, you say you're the exception to that caring instinct.
I also think we should be paying people more for the caring roles, which is not agreeing with, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't appreciate them. I'm saying we should value them more rather than trying to harass people into where the money is. Spread the money out into the different roles, because the caring roles in particular are underpaid.
We need to stop talking about STEM as a whole. More girls did honours maths than boys in 2024. More boys than girls did engineering. Girls doing biology, whereas boys do physics. More women are qualified lawyers, accountants than men, and the knowledge-based economy is equitable. If anything, male graduates are more likely to be unemployed in 2025 due to the fall-off in tech jobs. So we actually need to start talking about boys getting into healthcare jobs, which is almost 70% female. That's from Matt in Dublin. And of course, we know the teaching professions have become quite feminized, and people are looking for role models men to come forward and take their place in the classrooms. Final one, John says, I've never heard such old-fashioned tripe from people who should know better. Marie Curie, Gertrude Elion, etc., etc., etc. My own daughter is a complete maths head and science lover, while my son isn't. It's still taboo these days, and these people should know better. There's your problem, says John. Final words then from you, Stella.
It's not taboo at all. Women are promoted in STEM careers everywhere at this stage, everywhere. There is a lot of promoting of it. It's not remotely taboo to be interested. In fact, it's celebrated for a woman to be an engineer or a technician. And so, yeah, so it should be. But let's not pretend that the caring roles are being undervalued and underappreciated because they're perceived as female roles.
Brendan?
Yeah, I think people vote, despite what maybe some of those people might have said about myself and Stella, the students voted with their feet and their heart on their head. And they're voting in a certain way. And I think we respect them in the sense that we feel, shouldn't be maybe including Stella there and that, but I feel that people have a level playing pitch. You can be a physicist. And the fact that women are is great, or boys are as well, and the other way around. But I still think, yeah, we were missing in the discussion, you can miss that, to respect the student's choice.
All right, we will leave it there. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, and Brendan Gilday, math teacher and author of the books Less Stress, More Success. Thank you both.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.